welcome back to another week of the Nate Maingard Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and it is such a pleasure to be here connecting with you. Thank you for the amazing responses I got to last week's podcast. Super fun. Really happy that you guys enjoyed it so much and really excited to share some more with you today. So one of the things that has come up in my mind just recently these last few days has been my song, In the Shadows. Or actually not my song, but the feelings and ideas and kind of background which inspired the song In the Shadows. And so I thought that this was a lovely topic for us to discuss today. This is also going to be kind of a less structured podcast than last week's one. Last week was very specific. We talked about the danger of words and the power of communication. And so there was a very sort of clear theme in that. This one, well, yes, we're going to talk about shadows and what that kind of implies and where I'm, well, we'll go on a little journey with that. But I'm also just going to share some of the things that I'm into at the moment, some of the books I've been reading and some of the things I've been seeing and all that lovely stuff. So thank you for being here. Well, I figured maybe the best thing to start off with is to listen to the song In the Shadows. I'll give you a little bit of background about the song. It was 2012, I believe it was. Towards the end of 2012, I was in California and I was wandering the streets of San Francisco. And if you've ever been to San Francisco, or if you live in San Francisco, then you'll know that it gets hella misty out there. Like this incredible mist comes in on a regular basis. And I was walking the streets through one of these mists and seeing all the varied people wandering around in the mission, everything from your kind of very fashionable, well-dressed people to the bums on the streets drinking out of brown paper bags or things inside brown paper bags. And I just was struck by this wild intensity of reality and like kind of the question of is what I see outside of myself really outside of myself, or is it a reflection of what is in me, or am I a reflection of what it is that's out there? And so there was this question that was going on, and that's when the first line came about. And the rest of the song I wrote actually a few months later in London. I was living in a friend's attic in a house in London. Thanks, Dom. Thanks for the attic. And the rest of the song kind of just hit me one day. I was sitting at the kitchen table and just kind of like, oh, there it is. There it is. There's the stuff I wanted to say. The realization that what I sometimes, when I'm fighting so hard to escape my situation, often the solution is right there in front of me, and on and on. Anyway, so I will just play you the song now and then we can kind of get back into this afterwards. So please do enjoy my song, In the Shadows.
Hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind all of my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze and the world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me, maybe it's just me. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. And no matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. See me trapped within this construct, beating at the locked up door and grip tight. Deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed. That the pain is just a teacher and the cage is just a myth. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, lie, lie. And giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. And now
now, oh to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised is the best at breaking everything, everything, everything I dream. Lie, 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 lie. Stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. Try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, 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 lie.
I hope that you enjoyed that little rendition. That was recorded in London with some incredible musicians and produced by my friend James, who I haven't actually seen in some years, which is a shame. But anyway, that was In the Shadows. And so, yeah, the verses obviously talk about various things. The first one is kind of that, like, whoa, what is it? Where am I? How do I see the world? How do I open my eyes to this reality? The second one is talking about that thing of the prisons in which we find ourselves, in which I find myself at times, realizing that those prisons are in fact just life and that I'm creating the prisons myself, that the things I consider to be outside of my control are often very much within my control. And then the final verse talking about how there is going to be sun and there's going to be rain, and we don't really get to decide when which is going to happen, but we do get to choose how we respond to it. And obviously sun and rain can also mean good times and bad times, or heat and cold, or up and down, whatever, the opposites. And so I guess the power is in how we respond to those things, not those things themselves. So anyway, so In the Shadows, this is kind of, to me, the shadows are the aspects of ourselves, the darker parts of ourselves, which we often turn away from. And so from trauma, or way we were brought up, or ways we were treated, or whatever it is, the things that have happened to us in our lives that have given us certain quests, certain perceptions and ideas about how things are or how things should be. And I spent a very long time running away from those things, or certain of those things. And so what would happen is, I left high school and I moved to England, and then I spent a year there, and then I moved back to South Africa, and then I moved back to England, and then back to South Africa. And in large part, every one of those moves was prompted by a discomfort. It was also prompted by other things, just my desire to keep moving, which is intrinsic and I love. But there was also this aspect of wanting to move away from the stuff which made me uncomfortable. So, for example, I'd go somewhere and within a few months, certain patterns would begin to replay themselves within relationships or within myself. Certain thought processes or experiences would kind of repeat, obviously not the identical thing, but similar. And then I would go, oh, it must be the place, or it must be the people. I am going to go somewhere else and it'll be better in that other place for sure. That's all that I need to do, is go elsewhere. And so it took me a while to realize that no matter where I went, when I came back, no matter where I went, I found the same stuff in myself. And that was the point, is that the things that I found out there were actually the things that were in me. And that realization was really hard to kind of acknowledge and realize, oh my gosh, there is no running away. The demons know my names better than anyone. They know how to find me because they're in me. They are me. And so there was this moment where I had to turn around and say, okay, so instead of running away, I'm going to embrace and accept and come into relationship with the parts of myself which I consider to be dark and dirty and secret and must be hidden away. And that in itself has been a very empowering journey. And so, yeah, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this. Like, do you feel any resonance with this? Is this something that makes sense to you? Have you in your own life experienced the time where you've turned around and confronted that part of yourself you didn't like and found it to end up as a positive experience? Because for me, it feels like some of those shadow aspects have been my biggest teachers. Like, and all they often want is attention and love and acknowledgement, just saying like, I see you. Yes, I acknowledge you. And to sit and listen, like, what is it you have to say to sit in that discomfort and just kind of come into relationship with that shadow, which is a part of me, part of us. So that's kind of all I have to say about the shadow today. I feel like I covered what I wanted to mention about it. I hope that you've enjoyed that short little piece. And now let's have another song, I think, because why not?
We shook on this, we agreed, if love is dangerous, we have a duty to get through it and come out alright. I'm asking you this as a favor to me, the one who held your head while you were sleeping.
You have it. I hope that you enjoyed that rendition of a song called Don't Leave by O Sister. She is a wonderful woman I met in London. She came and played at my open mic and I had her feature, I think, a few times. And she was one of the people I really just loved because she was so humble and authentic and wrote such beautiful, heart-rending songs. Along with a few of the other, there was a community of women there. It was Abby Bowden and Samantha Waits and Sophie Jamieson. And yes, Oh Sister, Sarah, she was the other one. And they're, yeah, just amazing. So I hope that you enjoyed that song. You can go and check out. I will have the links in the show notes, obviously, which you can see on my website, nameangar.com/podcast. Bodcast, that's what I should call it. Bodycast. Yeah, so yes, what else did I want to chat about? I think I was going to tell you about a book. It was actually recommended to me by my dad, and he loved it so much. I think he bought a copy for myself and all my siblings, or at least a few of us. I mean, I say all, there weren't that many of us. But anyway, he was very passionately positive about it. He's like, you guys have got to read this book. And so I resisted, obviously, for years because he was so excited about it. And eventually, it was actually when I was visiting him one year and I read his book. I found his book in his library and I finally picked it up and read it. And I must say that it was a phenomenal read. I so recommend it. It's called Wonderbox, The Wonderbox. It's by Roman Krznarik. I really don't know how to say that name. K-R-Z-N-A-R-I-C. In South Africa, we say Z, not Z. Anyway, I'll have a link in the show notes. Maybe even I should get one of those like affiliate link things and then I can make like a few cents every time someone buys something on my recommendation. That'd be pretty cool. Would you guys be cool with that? That sounds like fun. The book is basically, he's like, I don't know if he is or if he is like, or if he in fact is a historian, but he tells stories of how we can live now based on how we have lived in various times in history. You know, one of the ideas that we get is that everything now is as it's always been. It's like, oh, it's, you know, people say that it's always been that way, but it hasn't. It hasn't in so many areas of our lives. Marriage itself, the structure of marriage as it is today is relatively new. The idea of romantic love is relatively new. Clocking in, keeping track of time, like all of these things which we consider such a normal and ordinary part of our everyday lives. These are, many of them are very recent inventions or additions to the societal story. And yeah, so which gives us choice, which means we can look at that and go, is this serving us? Have we gone forward or are we going backwards? And can we find a way to serve the human experience better than what we're currently doing? At least those are some of the questions it raised for me, and I found it very empowering and interesting. One of my favorite chapters is certainly the one on love, which actually might even be the first one. And he said one of the examples he uses is that in ancient Greece, they used to have six names for love, the six different kinds of love. And it'd be like the love you feel for your family, or the love you feel for your friends, or the love you feel for your community, and all these different things. And it was just like opened the scope for what love can be, where now we fit so much of that into being in love. And that means with one human being, and that human being is the one we want to make love with for the rest of our lives. And that's like what being in love is like. But actually being in love is this huge, varied, incredibly complex and beautiful, miraculous thing, which can fit in so many ways and so many places in our lives. Anyway, so yeah, read that book. I do recommend it. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I think I'm just going to begin bringing this to a close with a recommendation of a musician I really would say you should go and listen to, whose name is Aurora. And her song in particular is called Warrior. I'll put, again, the link in the show notes. I can't play this legally on this podcast because I don't want it to get shut down, you know? I think you have to have the right licensing or something like that. Anyway, one day when everybody's pledging on Patreon and I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, I can afford a whole team and we'll be able to pay licensing for all the music and we'll have a whole radio show. It's going to be totally amazing. So watch this space and become a patron on Patreon. Speaking of which, if you're listening to this and you are a patron, thank you so much. Thank you with all my heart. I love you. And if you aren't listening, well, I love you too. But it would be amazing if you could pledge. So go check out my Patreon page. The link again is in the show notes. And if you can afford to pledge anything, please do. If you can't afford, then please share it with your friends and loved ones, specifically the ones who love supporting the arts and who can afford to. And let's get this, let's spread it further. That's it. So yeah, thanks guys. Oh, last thing, positive news. I mentioned in the last podcast how I love reading positive news. And in keeping with that, I wanted to direct you to the site positive.news, which I mentioned last week, go and check out the gangster gardener who believes masculinity is about being a conscious citizen of the planet. This dude has got some incredible stuff that he has done in his life. Created a garden in one of the like most crime-ridden areas in LA. I actually listened to a podcast where he was had a conversation with a guy, I think his name's Christopher, who does Tangentially Speaking, which is an insanely cool podcast. I have so much admiration and huge props to that. Like, it's been one of the inspirations for me to actually do a podcast is listening to that one. So anyway, so you should go, I'll again put the link in the show notes and you can go and check out this article about the gangster gardener and what he has done in his community and for himself, and just a super inspiring and wonderful, wonderful human. So yes, I'm going to leave you all with all my love and farewells. Please do subscribe and share and comment. Let me know your thoughts. Was this one fun? Was it less fun than the last one? Was it more fun? What else do you want me to talk about? Tell me things I need to know. What interests you? Let's have a conversation and I'll tell you what I think about it. And we can just continue this wonderful relationship through the interwebs and hopefully sometime in real life as well. If you're listening to this, that means that I want to meet you one day. If you're still listening to this, I definitely want to meet you one day. I give you big high fives. So I'm going to fade out as I did last week with my song Echoes, which is one of my newest releases, currently available as an exclusive download to my beautiful patrons on Patreon, but it will be available to the public sometime within the next 6 to 10 months. So yes, depending on how patient you are, you will get it at some point. Guys, thank you so much. It has been a great pleasure to share with you again this week, and I look forward to next week's podcast. My goal, and you can hold me accountable for this if you like, is to release a podcast a week every Thursday at 8 p.m. South African Standard Time, which I think is about 10 a.m. in San Francisco and 7 or 6 p.m. in London, depending on the time of year, etc. So yes, do check back, subscribe and expect that. And if you don't see it, ask me why. But do it kindly and gently. I'm hard enough on myself as it is. And I wish you well in embracing your shadows and learning the lessons your shadows are here to teach you. And please tell me if there are any lessons you have learned from your shadows. And I'd love to hear what your thoughts and feelings are on that whole thing I was discussing earlier. And that's all from me today. My name is Nate Maingard, and you are freaking awesome. Thank you for being here. See you next week. Bye.
Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended. I shake the weight and break the hate. With everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable. More than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indeed.
transgressions, and I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who